Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, going to be cloudy today, maybe some afternoon showers, high around 58. Kenosha right now is at 43 degrees, 41 in Burlington, Milwaukee 44, 42 in Racine. The Racine Common Council at budget time last November approved an automated solid waste cart collection system that was initially projected to begin later this year, but will not be implemented until at least the spring of 2017. The Public Works and Services Committee hearing from DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen. He explained the equipment acquisition, including the trucks, is taking a little bit longer than expected.
These trucks cost about $250,000 to procure. The rear loaders we have right now cost about $200,000, but we're going to need less of them because they're more efficient. Typically, we anticipate that we'll probably get maybe a little faster.
Yellen said that automating the system with the 95-gallon carts means bulky waste items are going to have to be a separate collection altogether, and alley pickups will have to change in some way, totally or partially, according to Yellen.
The alleys are going to be an issue that is probably going to be one of the most contentious issues. We've got about 4,600 stops in the alleys. That represents about 18% of the properties in town. So we aren't going to basically hold up converting the other 82% of the properties in town to a fully automated system because we can't reach a conclusion on the other 18%.
Public presentations will be made and website information made available on the new Racine Automated Solid Waste Collection System. There will be a chance for feedback, which can be used to tweak what is being proposed. Again, this to all start in the spring of next year. Racine's Public Library Board has a special meeting later this afternoon. It's to consider a response to service needs, with the mobile library out of action due to its involvement in a traffic crash on March the 15th. There is a new bookmobile coming, but not for some time. And with the damaged mobile library out of service, the trustees will talk about filling the gap on some badly needed services within the community. Kenosha's water utility going to be developing a strategy for cleaning sewers in the downtown area where a gasoline smell has been detected over the past several weeks. WRJN's Janet Hoff says, however, the source of the vapors still unknown at this point.
The gasoline smell has been reported in an area from the Kenosha County Public Safety Building to the Municipal Building. A working group met Monday to discuss the results of tests at a long-gone manufactured gas plant that sat at the corner of 52nd Street and Sheridan Road has been ruled out. It was also learned that the gasoline leaching into the sewers was manufactured in the mid-1970s, meaning it likely came from a leaky tank that has been removed or is unknown to local officials. The DNR noted that pre-construction borings done for a road project in 2001 detected gasoline in the soil. Until a plan for cleaning the sewers is finalized, officials say gasoline vapors may still be detected in the area, and the fire department should be contacted if those vapors are detected in a home or basement. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
All of the intersections on Highway 20 within the boundaries of the Village of Mount Pleasant will soon have traffic preemption systems installed. These change the lights at the intersections to green for emergency vehicles, red in all the other directions. DOT installed it at several intersections when Highway 20 was reconstructed last year. Now the Village is going to pay to include the rest of the intersections. South Shore Fire Chief Robert Stedman telling the Village Board these systems improve response times for the emergency vehicles, plus they improve safety by reducing accidents, says there are plans to eventually install them at the intersections on Highways 31 and 11.
There's very few times that we don't use Highway 31, Highway 11, or Highway 20, either going to the call or back from the call going to the hospital.
The Village Board approving the project unanimously. And the Racine Interfaith Coalition will have a candlelight prayer vigil Thursday at 6 p.m. in the 3900 block of Green Street on the far northeast side to remember the life of James Norris, the delivery driver shot and killed last Friday night. Everybody, whether you're a part of the religious order or not, you're invited to participate, come and attend, be with family and friends of the victim, and remember him. Norris's death still under investigation, police indicating no arrests have been made at this point. It was the wrong kind of drive-through at the Starbucks near Racine's Regency Mall Tuesday afternoon, a vehicle striking the building on South Green Bay Road. No serious injuries reported when that car, operated by a woman, backed into the almost 12-foot-tall ground-level window. Customer at the table by that window was slightly hurt, but without needing a trip to the hospital. The business was closed as a result to effect repairs for resuming operations today. More lawsuits filed on behalf of people who got sick after eating food prepared at a Kenosha food store last year. The legal firm of Marler Clark specializes in these kinds of litigation, filed the suits on behalf of 13 victims of last year's salmonella outbreak, the problem traced to pork carnitas sold at the Supermercado Los Corrales last May. Efforts to settle with the store's insurance company proving unsuccessful, that according to the law firm, which it says was forced then to take the case to trial. We Energies is urging customers who are behind on their payments to contact them before Wisconsin's winter moratorium on shutting off utilities comes to an end April the 18th. Spokesperson Kathy Schultz says We Energies offers a number of programs that can help.
We work with all of our customers to stay connected by offering minimum payment options, payment plans. Energy assistance may also be available, and we can point them in the direction of outside agencies that administer that aid.
But she also says scammers know the moratorium is ending, and she reminds people the utility never contacts any customer by phone demanding an immediate payment. They will contact you about the fact that you're a little bit behind on your bill and offering that help. And the Sturtevant Village Board and its Community Development Authority began the process last night of drawing up boundaries for a new tax incremental district. The TID that covers Renaissance Business Park is going to be retired this year. Village officials looking at ways to fund business development and expansion in some other areas. Village engineer Jeff Seitz says the TID does not include land south of Broadway Drive because the infrastructure there is just not in place yet.
We couldn't. Try and get this economic engine up and running, and if we're successful in getting it up and running, we're generating cash flow, we could always do a TID amendment and expand it. So we didn't want to encourage development so far south that we'd have to put millions of dollars in investment in for one building and then be strapped with that. So I think it's a good logical progression of the first boundary of the TID subject to expansion if we're successful.
Village President Steve Jansen presented a map of potential outlines for the TID, which included vacant and slightly developed land on the east and west ends of the village. Both bodies agreed that map was a good start, but a lot more work still needs to be done. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We have our newscast there. Look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.